once again, everyone. Hour number two of the Friday edition of the Chad Holmes Show here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Yep, it is heading towards the weekend. It's been a bit of an overcast, chilly day here in central Wisconsin. But it's time to find out what to expect as we go to the weekend from Weatherology. It's our meteorologist, Ray Miller. And Ray, good afternoon.
Well, good afternoon. As you mentioned, kind of a cloudy and chilly afternoon. Temperatures aren't going to move too much more, just hovering right around 30 degrees with cloudy skies continuing through the rest of the afternoon. East winds at 10 to 20. A little bit of light freezing drizzle tonight. Nothing really serious, but a few icy patches here and there as temperatures fall back into the mid-20s. Saturday, chance of light snow and freezing drizzle with a high temperature of 33 degrees. Sunday, cloudy with a high of 36. Monday, cloudy, highs again in the mid-30s. Tuesday, chance of snow developing with a high of 37, and a chance of snow, freezing rain, and rain on Wednesday with a high of 37 degrees. Chance of snow Thursday with a high of 33. In the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller.
And Ray, you had mentioned yesterday the possibility of maybe a significant snowfall as we get into next week. Has the forecast changed at all? Do you have any further idea what we can expect next week?
You know, it's one of those situations that we're really going to have to keep an eye on it through the weekend. We're a little too far out to start putting numbers on it, and the current track would put the heaviest snow well to our west across parts of Minnesota, and the computer models kind of take the low-pressure system well up into Canada from there. That would give us just kind of a glancing blow, but there's so much moisture out ahead of the system that even that would be enough to give us at least some measurable snowfall. Is it going to be a huge, crippling snowstorm? That's looking less likely. Are we going to have to break out the snow shovels and snow blowers? That's still a possibility.
Okay, Ray, well, thanks for the information, and we'll catch you again next week.
I'll see you then. Take care.
And right now in Wausau at our studios on East Wausau Avenue, mostly cloudy skies and even freezing 32 degrees. The winds out of the northeast at 12 miles per hour, gusting as high as 22 miles per hour. The wind chill factor is 23 degrees. The dew point is 23, relative humidity of 69%. The barometer at 30.23 inches and a visibility of 10 miles. The time is 3:09. Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll have a conversation with the head hockey coach of Wausau West High School, also a co-owner of the Wausau Cyclones hockey team. We'll be talking to BJ Brandt. I was at the Marathon Cup tournament last night, and always fun. Boy, I love the Marathon Cup. It's a tournament that brings the high schools from Marathon County that play hockey together. Wausau West, Mosinee, D.C. Everest, and the Wausau East Merrill Co-op. And last night, here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9, we had the Warriors knock off East Merrill United by a score of 6-1, and Mosinee defeated D.C. Everest by a score of 5-1. So that means tomorrow, the consolation round at 5:30 p.m. will have D.C. Everest take on East Merrill United, and the championship game will be played after that at approximately 7:45. The Wausau West Warriors will take on Mosinee, and we will have West and Mosinee live as West goes for a 16th consecutive Marathon Cup championship. That is incredible. It is an amazing streak. I mean, you just think, well, they're better. Well, there's been some really good D.C. Everest teams. There's been some really good Mosinee teams. There have been some close games. There have been some overtime games, and yet West finds a way. They found a way for 15 straight years, trying to make it 16 tomorrow night. We'll be on the air at approximately 7:30 after the first game is done, and then the opening faceoff set for around 7:45. Wausau West hockey all season long right here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Also tonight, I got some high school sports. I'll be heading over to the Wausau West High School Fieldhouse as it's the Wisconsin Valley Conference boys basketball opener. Wausau West takes on Merrill. Warriors and the Blue Jays. I'll be on the air at 7 o'clock for the pregame show and the opening tip at 7:15. So, again, I just love the high school sports. I do. It keeps me very busy this time of year. I mean, many nights heading off, going somewhere around central Wisconsin, go back, go to bed, come back to work, get this show ready, and then hit the road again after that. But I would not change it one bit. The last few months is the first time I've had a show like this, a news talk show where I get to kind of give some opinion, give some commentary, do some interviews, and I've been enjoying it immensely since starting it back in early September, the day after Labor Day. And coming up on Monday, we have some great guests coming up early next week, and we'll start on Monday at 2:15. We'll be joined by the news anchor for WAOW, TV9. I'll be talking to Brad Hansen. Brad Hansen will be coming in and joining us, talk about some things in the news. And Brad, of course, a former sportscaster as well, will talk some things on the sports side. But Brad Hansen will come in and we'll talk Monday at 2:15 here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Got to take a quick break, but then we'll come back and we will hear my conversation with the head hockey coach at Wausau West and the co-owner of the Wausau Cyclones, B.J. Brett. That's coming up next. I'm Chad Holmes here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 WXCO. Home show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. As I mentioned, tomorrow night, Marathon Cup Championship game, Wausau West and Bozeny, 7:30 right here on WXCO. And for the past 8-plus years, ninth season now, B.J. Brandt has been the head hockey coach at Wausau West High School. Never lost a game at the Marathon Cup. He's taken the Warriors to the state tournament multiple times, taken them to the state championship game. And now, as well as coaching at Wausau West, he is also one of the co-owners of the Wausau Cyclones here in Central Wisconsin, bringing more entertainment here to Central Wisconsin. And on Wednesday night, I had a chance to talk to BJ about his team and also about the Cyclones as well. And wanted to bring you a part of that conversation here today. So here was I with B.J. Brandt on Wednesday night on our big high school sports show.
The first weekend was an eye-opener for some of our young guys. I think that was us getting our greenhorns, so to speak, a little bit of experience, getting their sea legs, and figuring out what varsity hockey and what that pace looks like. And I've been really happy with the way we've played since then. Now, we've had moments in there where there are just lapses in judgment that ultimately are leading to goals against. And right now, if you look at the stats, we're, I think, -5 in the second period right now. So that means that teams are outscoring us in the second period, 2-1 almost, and you just look at, okay, that's a tough period for young guys to manage the puck and think about ways they want to play the game and be simple, and it's just going to take time. And last night, you know, I think we scored 3 in the second period. They didn't score any, and that kind of separated the game a little bit for us.
Mason DeBrew, he had a couple of goals in one of the games last week. It all runs together when there's so many of them. And then last night, he had a hat trick. Big surprise at this point?
Well, I mean, for a guy who transitioned from forward, he had played forward last year. He took a couple years off, stepped away from the game a little bit, and came back to us at the beginning of last season, and we're pumped to have him. I mean, he's a guy who's shown up in the locker room, and he seems to be a really good teammate, seems to be somebody that is willing to do what is needed for the team. For a guy to step in from forward to now go, hey coach, I'll play D, knowing that we had some inexperience back there and we, you know, we lost somebody to injury, and Zach DeBile, we don't have him. Axel Mahler's, you know, fighting a soccer injury still. So for him to come in and step in the way that he has been a huge surprise to us and certainly welcomed.
Another kid that's been consistent in scoring so far this season is Grant Homestead. Had a couple last night. He scored the only goal against Notre Dame. He had the game winner against Waukesha. It looks like he's taken his game up a notch, hasn't it?
He has. I mean, he's been a fun four-year kid to watch him develop over these 4 years, and as somebody that has kind of changed his role each year and what that looks like for him to take the leadership role and be a captain for us, I think it's been really interesting to watch his game change. He's a guy that plays a lot of hockey. He's on the ice a lot. He loves the game, and it's really fun to watch him. He can shoot the puck really hard. We're learning, you know, he's learning how to shoot a little bit quicker, how to shoot through screens a little bit, and you know, certainly he's been a guy that we've had to count on. I mean, if you go back all the way to that first game, the 8-1 against Notre Dame Academy, the shot that he had that beat the goaltender was an outstanding shot. I mean, it was a shot just inside the blue line and beat him far side high, and those are shots that you're like, oh, okay, he can really rip it. And he's certainly somebody on the power play that we're looking at getting the puck to. And he's, you know, last night it was funny, we're on the bench and we're trying to find ways to score in the second period, and it was late in the first, and I just said to the guys, hey, we want to get to this area of the rink, and not more than 5 seconds later, Grant got to that area of the rink on his shift and scored, and that's the type of leadership we need, and he's been there so far for us.
Another line that has a couple of guys who can light the lamp, Thomas Garam, who had a hat trick against Waukesha last week, and then Ray Reinick, who scored a couple of goals against the University School, both very talented offensive players. In Ray's case, whether he's wearing skates or not, he's a rather talented offensive player.
Yeah, I mean, you look at Thomas. Thomas is kind of the same thing. He's been playing varsity hockey for 4 years, and he plays a lot of hockey throughout the year. And for him to step in as a leader this year has been fun to see. He's you know, changed a little bit in his personality and delivery of how he, you know, is in a locker room, and guys are starting to take to that. I think he's always been a producer on the ice. You know, he's somebody who takes the puck from end to end, and he likes to have the puck on his stick, and he's figuring out how to use his teammates. We've switched up there. Those two have been together quite a bit, and we've changed up their wing a little bit at times. But yeah, Ray's fun to watch, because there's times in a game when you know that D is beat already. That D doesn't know it yet, but Ray's going to skate right by him, and he's learned what his skills are. I mean, he'd come down that left side, he'll rip a shot, get to the rebound. He's a great F1. He loves being there, and that's why Thomas and him work so well together. Ray can hunt like crazy, and Thomas can find the soft spots, and they do a really good job of working together. They're working with Hendrick Stammo right now and trying to get you know, those young legs up to varsity speed and get him, you know, he's a high-end guy, and trying to get him where he's, you know, up to their level a little bit, where the game slows down for him. It's a little bit fast, and but those groups, those two guys are certainly leaders, and we're working with our young guys to get them up to speed and figuring out varsity hockey.
Last year, I thought of Ray Reinick as a hockey guy who played football. Now, this fall, he turned into a football guy who played hockey. Is he going to turn back into a hockey guy who plays football?
Well, I tell you, it's fun because, you know, Ray is somebody who's a multi-sport athlete, mm-hmm. At times three-sport athlete, and that's a tough balance for kids right now. I mean, just in general, to be a three-sport athlete is not what it was 20 years ago.
When you were doing
it. Yes. I mean, like every season ended when the season ended. Well, now it's not like that. I mean, I think for Ray, football, certainly the amount of success he had on the football field, he earned it all in the off season, and had a great, great football season. And they had a great team football season. Typically with Ray, we expect he's going to come in, he's going to be a little banged up. We'll try to get him a couple of weeks to get back on the ice. But this year, he hit the ice skating really fast, and he had, you know, his hands were there. So it was fun to see him transition as now he gets older and becomes more of a leader for us.
You got some good freshmen. I've noticed very early. I mean, this early in the season to see freshmen make an impact. And you've got some kids that you've put in positions to succeed, and I think they're taking advantage of the opportunities, aren't they?
Yeah, you look at the wings we have right now, Chase Kras, Cooper DePoit, and Hendrick Stammerl. Those guys have stepped right in. They're competing for that ice time to try to keep their spots, because there's some guys that are looking to get those spots, but they've done a nice job of transitioning to what varsity hockey is, and at times, you know, you come in from Bantam hockey, or you come in from Tier 1 hockey, and you come in from, they all play in the fall, so they come in from that season, and it's just a little bit different when you're playing with older guys. You're playing with seniors that are grown men, versus playing against your birth year when you play in the fall. So instead of playing against 08s and 07s, they're playing against 05s, some 04s. So these guys are now 2 and 3 years older than them. They've had weight room time. So to get them up to speed with some of that, it just takes time and saturation. And you look at, you know, a guy like Cade Damro, and you look at Aiden Abuzahab. Those are guys that are providing great depth on our special teams and doing great jobs on those. I mean, it's been fun as a coach to tinker with the lineup and kind of see see who's playing well, and obviously you got a few other guys in there that are doing some really good things too.
We're talking to BJ Brandt, the head hockey coach of Wausau West High School, on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. When you say the old guys are the old fives and the old fours, it really makes me feel like an old guy. I tell you, it's insane thinking about that. But going into the season, I think you had the feeling that you had some kids who could light the lamp, that you're going to have some kids that had the offensive abilities. The questions were on the back end, the blue line, and to add to maybe some questions where in terms of experience and depth for the most part at the defense position, you've had some injuries you have to overcome early in the season. And for the most part, it looks like those guys have really stepped in nicely in terms of improving as the season has developed. Because, boy, I mean, when you take those two factors that it was a question mark to begin with, and then you have a couple of injuries as well, boy, it could have really had the roof cave in quickly, but it has not.
No, it hasn't. I mean, they're led back there by Captain Ryan Ellis. I mean, he's the guy with the most experience back there, and obviously Mason has stepped into that role really well. We've rotated a lot of guys in. You know, Grant Winsenson Jr. that didn't have a lot of varsity experience, if any, for him to step in and do the things that he's been able to do and improve every game. I mean, yeah, he's going to make mistakes. I think that comes with the territory at that point. Drake Kaharski, you know, he unfortunately got injured in the U school game, and now we've lost him for a little bit here. But you know, Ethan Rohde is another guy that two sophomores, you don't expect a lot of sophomores to be able to jump in the lineup. Well, they've had to jump into the lineup because senior Zach DeBile is out and Axel Mahler is out. Both seniors, that guys that we would thought we'd be able to count on, but just due to injuries they can't play. And it's been nice to see those guys and develop depth. And we got a trio of freshmen that want to be able to be in that lineup too, and to get them to get the practice time and just try to get them up. And when you go from JV to varsity or Bantam to varsity hockey, the speed is overwhelming. Okay, so as a coach, you're trying to simplify the game. Allow them to do simple things that are effective. Because as you said, I think our strength is our forwards. Well, guys, as defensive core, our job is to get the puck to the forwards and then play defense. And it took us a couple games and a lot of film from the opening weekend over in Eau Claire to learn some of those things. But I think we're getting better as a group. As a coach, sometimes you got to be patient because it's it's hard. You only get 24 games, but at the same time, you want to make sure that, okay, we there's a process here, and we're going to make mistakes. As long as we're making less than we did the game before, and we're not making the same ones over and over, that's progress, and we're going to be really good when we want to be in February.
And then finally, the goaltending position. You haven't had too many worries about goaltending in recent years. Obviously, Adam Prokop was just stellar between the pipes for your team the last 4 years. And even before that, you've had really good goaltending at Wausau West for quite a long time. You got a couple of kids who are battling right now for time between the pipes. What's your take on your goaltending?
Well, it starts with senior Colin Mertis. I mean, he's the guy who sat behind Adam for 3 years and got a few opportunities during that time, but Adam was a guy that didn't want to give the net away.
We did not.
Ever.
No.
So,
unless he was playing on the skates.
Yeah, that's right. I was going to say, the only time he wanted to give it away is when he wanted to skate out. But Colin obviously has had some opportunities here early on. Parks Gunther, a junior, has had some opportunities here. Those two guys are going to battle it out. But then you've got guys pushing them, junior Matt Leopold, sophomore Brady McFadden, two guys that are pushing them every day in practice because they want that spot. Mm-hmm. And they're all capable kids. And I think competition makes people better. And that's where we're at with the goaltending right now. Like they all want the net. They all want to be in the net. And there's only one. It's not like defense or forward where you're rotating two or three sets or three lines. There's one net, one goalie. And it's been fun to watch them compete because it's made all of them collectively as a group better. We're battling some sickness on that front right now, but I think that's everybody. That's the nature of where everybody is with the season. So, but those four guys are going to battle for the job, and you know, as we've chatted over these years here, that I pick one guy for the playoffs and then kind of rolls from there, and making sure that we've had a 24-game season where they've been able to earn that spot, and trust of their coaches and trust of their teammates is really important.
And we'll have more with B.J. Brandt. We'll talk about his role with the Wausau Cyclones in a little bit more after we take a quick break. We have a news update coming up and then more to come. I'm Chad Holmes here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230 WXCO. show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. Again, we are talking to B.J. Brandt, the head hockey coach of Wausau West High School. Also, one of the co-owners of the Wausau Cyclones as we get set as to have Wausau West hockey tomorrow night, taking on Mosinee in the championship round of the Marathon Cup tournament, starting with the pregame show at 7:30. But had Coach Brandt on our show on Wednesday night, the big high school sports show, and wanted as well to talk about his connection the last couple of years with the Cyclones.
The first weekend was an eye-opener for some of our young guys. I think that was...
Sorry, hit the wrong button. The man that is one of the owners of the Wausau Cyclones. And how do you do that? How do you try to balance your teaching, your coaching, your family with a bunch of hockey players, young hockey players, and now the Wausau Cyclones? Must be a... Well, number one, you love hockey. That's obvious.
Yeah, I think, well, for the Cyclones, we've got a great ownership group that we all have kind of divide and conquer, and I have my role within it, which is, the help out on the business side a little bit here and there. But for the most part, we've all got our lanes. We do a nice job of balancing that, and we turn a lot of it over to our business of GM Zach Surway and our head coach Nathan Oystrick. They run the business. I mean, they run the team, and we're pretty hands-off ownership group when it comes to that. So for me, I show up to a game and I just ask, where can I help? Because they've got everything covered. It's really, really enjoyable for me sometimes to go watch the next level of hockey, and to have those kids in town and be part of our community is really, really rewarding.
Do you have a passion to win a league championship the same way that you have a passion to win a state championship?
I try to show that passion a little bit, but it's really hard because you don't have a ton of effect on the outcomes.
Right.
Where I feel like
you aren't calling the coach during the middle of the game like George Steinbrenner would call Billy Martin back in the day and say, hey, you should be doing this.
No, we have lots of conversations. I mean, I'm a good listener when it comes to that perspective, but that's why it's a development league. The players that are here in Wausau to play in the North American 3HL League, they want to develop and move on to either A, the North American Hockey League, which is the league above, or they want to move on to college hockey. And I think that's been really fun. We were able to get our first Division III commitment last year with, kind of in transition between years with Zach Dojan, committing to Gustavus Adolphus, the goaltender. Mm-hmm. And I think that's, for us, that's what's really rewarding is to make sure that these guys have a positive impact on our community. Our business can have a positive impact on our community. Gives some entertainment value to the people of Wausau and make sure that our money stays local. I think that's the biggest part of what we wanted to do is bring them in, bring some really fun people to the rink, have a great atmosphere for our guys to play in front of and just enjoy the development process for them, because it's a development league for them. It's a development league for the coaches because, Colin Bailey, Wausau East guy, who was our head coach, got afforded an opportunity to move up to the Division III level. So it's a development league for those guys too. And we couldn't be happier for both those guys and the kids that are going to get to move on after this season.
Also, talk another part of, I think, your wingspan when it comes to hockey is your brother, Andy, now an assistant coach at the University of Wisconsin. I mean, of course, that's right to his heart because of what he's able to do as a student athlete at UW. What's it been, your communication with him, how has it been for him? Because he has had so much success. He's had, down in Atlanta, he went over to St. Norbs and part of a terrific program over there, now at the University of Wisconsin. What's the experience been like for him?
I think it's been eye-opening a little bit. I think he's really enjoyed the process over there because you look at what he walked into a group of guys that he didn't get a chance to recruit, mm-hmm. and he gets to coach, and I think he really enjoys that part of it as being being able to coach these high-end Division I NHL draft picks. I mean, you look at that roster, mm-hmm. and they've got a lot of guys that are going to play professional hockey. And his experience at Wisconsin, his passion for Wisconsin, and having, three, four alumni in the coaching group with Shane Conley, he does the planning side of it, So you look at him, Marco Siecki, Tony Granato, a bunch of Badgers down there trying to make sure that that program stays in a good direction. And I think you look at the way they opened up Big Ten, I think there was some stress there going 0-4 or 0-6, I think, in their first their Big Ten. But they were able to get a split with Michigan this past weekend. They swept Lindenwood and LIU. So you look at their record right around 500. I think it's been fun to pick his brain. We talk, I would say, a little bit more than we have in the past. We have some windows in our schedules during the day that we can shoot a text or have a conversation about hockey. And obviously, we got Brady going there. So right. We're super excited and to have that local connection going down to be a Badger and talking about Brady Cleveland, who's at the National Team Development Program and all the fun stuff that he's been able to do in his time over at that program. To have Brady going in there, you know, my brother being there, it's just been really, really special here to see how it plays out.
It's fun watching those guys that come through West to go to the next level, and there's so many of them. I mean, it's really interesting watching them on the ice, and even last week you see Mark Sipple was such a great hockey player for you, great hockey player, and now he's like an all-conference performer on the football field at Michigan Tech. But yeah, so many hockey players going on right now. I imagine you keep a close eye on that.
Oh, it's been fun. I mean, I think we have every year we have an annual 3-on-3 tournament. We invite all those guys back. You know, you look at Eau Claire, we've got Cade Lemmer playing there, Nick Teckel playing there at UW-Eau Claire, Max Teckel.
They swept St. Norbs recently.
They did, which was surprising. I'm still a Green Knight fan. Tim Coughlin over there is...
As a UW-EC grad, I am always rooting for the Blue Gold. So that, I saw that and I thought, wow, that's big.
But you look at Max Teckel. He's in at UW-Stout now, playing hockey there. I think Sam Teckel is going to land somewhere in the Division III world here pretty soon. Kellen Theraldson over at St. Mary's, Jacob Evans at Bethel. I mean, those guys have all played each other, which has been really fun. And then you got John Prokop out at Union, Josh Boleyn at Army. I mean, these guys, what's really cool is I the schedule's aligned where they played each other a lot. So I text him, hey, can I get a picture? I just want a picture of you guys, you know, in your jerseys together. And Brady and Josh were able to get a picture when Team USA played at Army. They both played against each other. And it's just so rewarding as a coach to see those guys still connect after their high school experience. And you know, they're Warriors, and they're hopefully all going to come back for a little 3-on-3 tournament that we put on every holiday break.
Again, with B.J. Brandt, the Wausau West head hockey coach here on the Big High School Sports Show. Talk about your family. You got a lot of young hockey players, don't you? How many kids do you got?
So I have four children. My oldest is Emma. This is the first year, Chad, we have all four in hockey. Mm. So Emma's an eighth grader, and she'll be within the Storm program next year. Allie's a U-12 within the Storm youth program. Kate's still a mite. She's an 8U mite. She still does the cross-ice stuff. She's red level. And then Davis is in mini mite. So we're hockey through and through. If you ask my wife, I don't know that she knew this was coming, but it's certainly become our lives. And we really love what hockey's done for our family. And certainly right now it's a lot of divide and conquer, probably the busiest we're ever going to be in our lives. Mm-hmm. But it's been fun to watch my kids grow through the game. And more importantly, watch their passion for the game change, because, you know, certainly they go into the game because dad likes it, right? Mm-hmm. And then for them to find their own passion and find why they love the game, it's been really, really rewarding as a dad. And I know Kelly likes, she likes being warm in the rinks.
Are you prepared? Because you've been around high school hockey for such a long time, since you were a part of it, and then coaching for so many years. To be at a high school hockey game and see your daughter out there where you're not the coach, you're just dad and a fan?
It's been really interesting because I've had that opportunity over the last year with Emma's group. Okay. So where I've not necessarily had to be the coach, and it's been really fun to watch her grow and even Allie. You know, I'm not directly involved. Jacques' daughter and my Allie are on the same U-12 team, and we've got, a coach there that does a nice job with that group where Jacques and I can step back and just watch. I mean, Charlie DePoit does a great job with those girls, and it's just fun to sit back and watch your kids without having that hat of coach and dad. But to answer your question, Chad, I don't know that I'm prepared for that yet. because when I go sit in a rink, I'm usually sitting by myself. And I'll probably continue that.
Stay away from me. I'm focused on the ice, right?
I want to watch.
Well, I got to ask you about the state tournament. We've talked about that for how many years every time you come in here, and finally it's out of the Coliseum, and I think there's not very many tears being drawn about that. It's going to Bob Suter's Capital Ice Arena in Madison. I know that you, as part of the Coaches Association, working with the WIAA, had to do a lot of work. I mean, that was not an easy process to get, even when you kind of decided, I think, that we want to move out. Finding the right place and turning that page. But I imagine now that, hey, we know where it's going to be this coming spring, got to be a lot of excitement.
Well, I think so. I think the process there, looking at every rink in our state, I mean, every rink was on the table to try to be able to host it, not at the Alliant Energy Center. Mm-hmm. And the reason we wanted to get out of the Alliant is it's not a hockey facility. It's a general use facility that hockey's just a part of it. It's seen better days. I mean, back when the Badgers were there, it was one of the great facilities to watch a college hockey game in. Well, it's not that anymore. And I think the big arena aspect, I think people liked, but the reality was is it's not a great fan experience. It wasn't the best ice that we play on. It wasn't the same as the sectional finals that they won to get to that spot. And I think with Cap Ice, we're going to be able to recreate that environment. And I think we've Chad, this process was long and a lot of data and a lot of detail and a lot of conversations, because every rink from UW, you know, from where the Admirals play to the Resch Center, to KB Willett, to Cornerstone, to UW Superior and River Falls and Eau Claire and every WIAC school that we could find. And we were able to settle on you know, the USHL facility of Cap Ice, which is going to be about a 2,600 cap. And you look at the environment, you put two bands in that, a high school band, that's going to be loud. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a great environment for the kids. I have no idea about the camera stuff. And those are the things that LeVar Ridgway was so nice to work with in this process, because I think he saw an opportunity there. We obviously, as a coaches association, wanted to move out of there. I really just hope that it's a great experience. We know there's going to be hiccups. We know that there's going to be problems because of their single game tickets. They're going to clean the arena or clear the arena between every game. So it's going to be a little bit different from that aspect of it, from the fan experience. But they're going to try to do some things to make that better. Mm-hmm. Because you go into it knowing there's going to be some shortfalls to the arena, but at the same time, it's about the kids, it's about the environment, it's about creating a great experience to crown our state champion for Division One and Division Two, and I'm thrilled. I'm excited about it to go down there. It's still in Madison, you know, as a coach's group.
I was going to say that's significant. I think there's something about going to the state capital, isn't there?
Well, there is. I mean, it's been in Madison, and as much as we wanted to push Green Bay in the Resch, there was a huge part of our association that wanted to keep it in Madison. Mm-hmm. Well, if we wanted to do that, it was LeBron or Cap Ice. And just the locker rooms situation at LeBron just wasn't going to work for us. So we had to find that. And maybe now with the 2 years it's going to be at Bob Suter's Cap Ice, now we can, it gives us time to tinker a little bit and see what we want to do as a group. But I think all of us collectively are excited about it. You know, I think we're all a little nervous for change, and, and no, I'm sure there'll be some critics out there.
Well, the best thing would be for you not to worry about all that stuff and be worried about coaching a team at the state tournament, right?
That'd be a great trip, Chad. That would be absolutely awesome to go down there and play in that environment with our group.
That is B.J. Brandt, the head hockey coach of Wausau West, co-owner of the Wausau Cyclones. Again, we'll have the Warrior hockey team in action tomorrow night. Final of the Marathon Cup against the Mosinee Indians live right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO will be on the air at approximately 7:30, depending on how long the consolation game goes, and the opening faceoff scheduled for around 7:45. More to come here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, WXCO.
home. I've been stumbling on good hearts turned to stone. The road of good intentions is gone dry as a bone. We take care of our own. We take care of our own. Wherever this flag's flown, we take care of our own. From Chicago to New Orleans, from the muscle to the bone. From the shotgun shack to the Superdome. Calvary stayed home. There ain't no one hearing the bugle bone. We take care of our own. We take care of our own.
Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. The time is 3:52. 32 degrees, mostly cloudy skies in Wausau. Today is December the 9th of 2022. Some famous folks are celebrating their birthdays today. Dame Judi Dench turns 88 years old today. Actor Bo Bridges is 81. Chicago Bears NFL great, Pro Football Hall of Famer Dick Butkus turns 80 years old today. Actor Michael Dorn from Star Trek The Next Generation, played Lieutenant Worf, is 70 today. Actor John Malkovich, outstanding actor, 69 years old today. Donny Osmond was a young man when he first hit the music business as a big part of the Osmonds and Donny and Marie. Donny Osmond, 65 years old today. Actress Felicity Huffman from Desperate Housewives and Sports Night is 60. Pro wrestler Kurt Angle turns 54. Lori Greiner of Shark Tank fame is 53 years old today. Former American Idol judge Kara DioGuardi is 54 years old today. Another former actor from Desperate Housewives, Jesse Metcalf, turns 44 years old today. And actor Simon Helberg from The Big Bang Theory, he is 42 years old today. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Some famous events have happened on this date in history. Back in 1851, the first YMCA in North America was established in Montreal, Quebec. In 1992, Britain's Prince Charles and Princess Diana announced their separation. On this date in 2004, Canada's Supreme Court ruled that gay marriage was constitutional. On this date in 2008, a 3-year-old Virginia boy was rescued after spending the night in the woods with only his puppies to keep him warm. Jalen Thorpe was found after about a half mile from where he disappeared after wandering away from his babysitter's house. They found him wet with his dogs with him. Officials believe the boy slept sandwiched between the two 12-week-old puppies, which they say helped keep him warm through the 21-hour ordeal. On this date in 2008, the governor of Illinois, Rob Blagojevich, never could say that well, he was arrested by federal officials for a number of alleged crimes, including attempting to sell the United States Senate seat being vacated by President-elect Barack Obama's election to the presidency. On this date in 2014, the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee released its report on CIA interrogation methods after 9/11. The report found that the CIA hid many of its actions from Congress and former President George W. Bush. And on this date, December the 9th of 2018, New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady broke Peyton Manning's record for most touchdown passes in NFL history. Some special events being celebrated today. It is Christmas Card Day. It is International Anti-Corruption Day. International Day of Veterinary Medicine. Llama Day. Pastry Day, Salesperson's Day, Lost and Found Day, and World Techno Day. Coming up on Monday, we will start the new week here on the Chad Holmes Show from 2 to 4 p.m. Our guest will be at 2:15, WAOW-TV news anchor Brad Hansen. We'll have Brad Hansen with us starting at 2:15 on Monday. Also, don't forget, tonight we have high school boys basketball. The Wausau West Warriors will take on the Merrill Blue Jays. Wisconsin Valley Conference opener, 7 o'clock is the pregame time. 7:15 is the opening tip-off. And tomorrow we will have Wausau West High School hockey in the championship round of the Marathon Cup tournament. Tomorrow night, 7:30 for the pregame, 7:45 for the opening faceoff. Wausau West taking on Bozeny. Again, the Marathon Cup championship on the line tomorrow, live from Green Heck Fieldhouse right here on your home for Wausau West High School Sports. Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXEO. Coming up, we will have from 4 till 6, the Devil's Advocates. Yep, Friday edition with Mike and Dom. So stick around, 4 till 6, Devil's Advocates right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXEO. Well, have yourselves a great rest of your Friday, and then have yourselves as well a great weekend. It looks like it's get some snow tomorrow, but for the most part, it looks like maybe the potential of some heavier snow into next week. But have yourselves a great weekend. I'll be back again on Monday from 2 to 4 p.m. for another edition of the Chad Holmes Show right here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXEO.